Hey, you know what it feels like, you know, like when someone has to pee, right?
Yeah.
So you know what it feels
Are
like
you
when
about
someone
to
has to
leave
pee?
right when we started?
No,
Say, I gotta
I'm
pee?
just asking you. You know what it feels like when someone has to pee?
Yeah, just deep pressure
I
down
need
in
you
the
to come
nether
here and tell me
regions.
if I have to pee.
What the f what the fuck? What do you what the fuck?
Some like 6-year-old man I work with told me that.
You work with a 6-year-old man?
Yeah, I work with a 6-year-old man.
This episode's starting off very strange. I feel like I'm in a dream sequence. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, at least you haven't watched the Marvels.
I'm really upset that you told me that. I'm not gonna lie.
I watched it. I needed to know what all the fuss was about.
You watched it because just to hate on it,
Just to see
or to maybe like, you know, I know you. You're pretty good at like being able to be honest. And if it was good, you would say it's good. I have a friend that also wants me to watch it because he's like, it's actually good. It's not that bad. And I'm like, I will watch it with you, but you have to be ready for me to be shitting on it the entire time. I won't if it's actually good, if I'm wrong.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this.
We're not
So,
wrong, are we?
I watched it because I was like, man, people are saying this is the worst movie ever. Worse than the first Captain Marvel. I'm like, no, okay. I can understand it maybe being bad, but I can't understand it being that bad. So I watched it, and you know what?
What?
I was surprised. It is that bad. Dude, I want to tell you so much about this movie.
Here's the thing, man.
You don't care?
I know everything about this
Oh.
movie. And the fact that like I have two friends. I have two friends, and both of them have been on this podcast. And I'm going to try to be nice because I'm not going to act like, obviously we say all this stuff tongue in cheek when we're like, you know, actually like shitting on people. We're not actually like serious, but I'm not going to actually rip them a new one while they're not here. But I'm going to call them out because I know that if they're on this podcast, they would fight against it because they've done it to me. So, both Chris and Kevin, the two people that were on here for the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both of them have seen it and they're like, it's not that bad. I actually kind of liked it. People are just hating on it to hate on it kind of thing. And I'm like, and look, I do agree with them that they're like, you can't give a true opinion unless you've seen it. And I agree, that's true. But from everything I have heard about this movie, and it's not like I heard it from one person. Like, I watch movie reviewers and they're all saying the same things, like ones that I trust. I don't see it. I don't know how they can
It's
feel that way, but I haven't seen it, so I know everything about this movie. I've seen deep spoiler reviews. I know everything that happens, and if all that's true, it's going to be
So you
bad.
know about the kittens.
Yeah.
That is what? No.
Yeah.
Why that at one point Okay, so this movie has a lot of cool ideas. This is not what our episode is about, by the way. This is just me talking.
Dude,
Catch it up.
we should do when I do watch it, we should do a whole episode where it's four people
It's called
and
That
it's
Sucks, Brother.
me and you against Chris and Kevin, and they can try to
Oh,
defend it and
yes.
we can try to.
Yeah, we can do that.
Anyways.
All right, I'm just going to say like
Granted, that's if I'm on your side. Maybe I'll love it and I'll be on
one or
your
two
side.
things. Yeah, maybe.
Nope. 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 That's not
Okay,
gonna
one or
happen.
two things. And going into it, I don't care if someone like a lot of people hate on Brie Larson because of who she is as a person. I don't really care.
I don't either. I just
Don't
don't
give two
think
craps
I just
about
don't like
her
the
as a
character
person. It
Captain
doesn't
Marvel.
matter to me. Like, I like the movies. Okay, there are good ideas in this movie that I'm like, oh, that's cool. I would love to see them explore that. I would love to see them talk about that. I would love to see them explain that in a way that makes sense because it's a cool idea. And then the rest of the ideas of the movie are just the stupidest thing in the world. Should not be in a Marvel cinematic movie,
Yeah.
because that's not what Marvel movies are about.
No, it's just not
And
what
I'm just
good
like,
movies are about.
yeah, sure. Why not?
From what I understand of this movie, there's so much stuff that happens, and you're like, that either doesn't make sense
It's a what's the
or
point
it's
of that film?
really dumb.
It's a film that's like everything's like, what's the point of that? What was the point of that?
Like, am I incorrect in saying that Captain Marvel, the three main characters, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and whatever her name is, the person I hate, yeah, Monica,
Monica Rambeau.
Photon, huh, that they all, you know, like switch places when they use their powers, but only when it's convenient for the film, because there's lots of fight scenes where it never happens. That's besides the point.
Yeah.
but they're aware that this is happening. And Captain Marvel is like, oh, I gotta get out of here. Knowing that if she uses her powers, she'll switch with one of the others.
One of the others.
And then in the backyard of, I don't know if it's Miss Marvel or whatever.
She just decides to fly.
And then she switches with a child. It almost kills her. And yeah. That's one of the decisions that you're like, what the fuck? Like, why would
I
you?
I don't even think that one's that bad of one compared to like the rest of them.
I just know that was one
that's
of
like
the
least interesting thing to me about that. Because I get it, because she's a superhero that flies, and she's like, all right, I got to handle this. What are you going to do? You're going to fly. I get it.
Well, no, not if you know that there's a child's life at risk.
Yeah, well, they don't know exactly why they're switching places.
Doesn't matter why. It's just that they are.
Yeah. Anyway, I...
But that's funny that I'm bringing that up, and you're like, dude, that's the least of it.
I'm not even...
like the singing planet? What are we doing?
I know. I want to throw up so much. Yeah, I just don't care about these people who are making these movies.
No, I don't. I have stopped caring.
Anyways, that's what I did, and I watched.
So jealous.
I started rewatching X-Men: The Animated Series, just because everyone keeps saying that X-Men '97 is a good kind of little cartoon series to watch. So I'm trying to catch up. It's a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of that crazy Fox. Like crappy animation, American animation from back then, and the storylines are very bland, and I'm just trying not to fall asleep in some of them, but there are good storylines in these seasons.
Do you really need to catch up before you watch the new stuff?
I want to be up to date, because apparently it picks, like, it's a good continuation.
Okay.
Anyways, okay. Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
The cartoon's actually good. Maybe something good.
I had some news with my dog.
Okay, by the way, don't do this to me.
I'm going to do this to you right now.
Because I came I came over to do a podcast, and I know that Mac had some not great news with his dog, and all I know is I get into his house, and he goes, yeah, dude, you notice how we don't have a dog crate anymore? And doesn't say anything else.
I didn't even say it like that.
You said, you know how we don't have this dog crate or dog pen anymore? Yeah. And I said, yeah,
and you didn't even say anything.
I said, no, I did. I said, yeah, I heard you had some not great news. And yeah. I'm thinking to myself, this motherfucker is going to wait till I sit down on a podcast just to say, yeah, my dog died. I'm literally going to put my headphones down and I'm going to walk out.
Do an extreme abbreviated story of what happened. I'll talk about it. And I promise you won't cry. Anyways, so as some people may remember, if you watch this podcast, I may have talked about my dog before. My dog,
you stuck your finger in his butthole too hard.
I know.
You were trying to make him go to the bathroom, huh?
And now he's paralyzed. No. I have talked about my paralyzed dog probably a couple times now. Back legs don't work, and so he's a little bit of a charity case.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. I walk around with him like a wheelbarrow, race, and he loves it. Anyway, so the other day, we were making him go to the restroom. I'm not going to say how. You already know those details. You should listen back on previous episodes so that you can understand that. It'll bring up our viewership and, you know, the clicks help.
It's great.
Anyways, so he's going to the restroom, and so you can prop him up on his back legs to support his weight. Well, we do that, and under his own weight, we hear a pop of some sort. And I noticed, like, one of his legs is bending more at the joint than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually his legs are a little straighter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we go to, like, check him out and look at it. And all of a sudden, I just noticed, oh, gosh, there's, like, blood everywhere.
Oh, my God.
This dude, because we took him, got x-rays and stuff, basically, due to being paralyzed for about 6 or 7 years, the atrophy you get from that, your muscles deteriorate, basically non-existent. Your tendons deteriorate, basically don't hold things together. Your bones deteriorate, and they become really brittle and soft. Brittle and soft. Those go together. They break easier.
Yeah.
He had a, at the joint of his heel, had a, what's it called, where you have a, you break a bone and it sticks out of your skin?
I don't know. Horrifying?
Anyways. The bone broke at the joint, dislocated, broke, and a razor sharp edge of bone started sticking out of his heel. So this is like at 10 o'clock p.m. We rush him to the hospital that's like in the next town over. And they basically, I'm there for like 3 hours waiting for them to do x-rays, do all this stuff. And they're basically like, okay.
X-rays, dog, we can see it. It's coming out his skin.
Yeah, but they got to know exactly what's going on in there. They come, the doctor comes, the vet, not doctor. It's a doctorate, but they're a vet. And this lady was a total...
The doggy doctor.
Witch.
The doggy doc. I tell you what, this dog doctor was a real bitch, I tell you. Nasty woman.
Anyways, so she comes in and she's like, all right, here, we got a couple options. The first one is, I would really recommend you taking him to either Auburn or UGA. They have, because they have big vet programs there for like surgery on doctors.
UGA,
dogs.
Like University of Georgia. I got a couple options for you. Listen, he should get a better education, let me tell you.
He needs to go to one of these D1 schools, get a scholarship. The reason he broke his leg, he's kind of dumb. If he was a little smarter, he wouldn't be snapping his ankles.
So they're like,
if
all right.
He plays some basketball.
They're like, go to a...
light on the heels, light on the feet, juking people out, snapping ankles.
Light on the paws. Go to like a... I can't even remember what they're called, a specialist, basically.
Why didn't she tell him to go to a university? I'm still confused.
Because it's like, that's where all that stuff happens, typically.
I didn't know that.
Like, you can't just go to any vet and be like, hey, can I get, like, pins in his leg and stuff?
This doggy needs a bachelor's. The doctorate doggy. Dexter, MD.
Anyways... And they're like, basically...
So he can treat himself.
Stop bringing him in here.
Sorry. Anyways.
Anyways, they were like, you can do that. And we're like, why much? Like, when he hurt his back, just to get, like, x-rays and... I can't remember what that other thing is called. Where it's like an x-ray, but you can see better.
MRI?
MRI.
There we go. They have doggy MRIs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
What?
MRI and then laser therapy cost us, like... freaking $3,500
laser therapy.
Yeah,
that didn't work.
No, it's to like reduce inflammation and stuff and do other things to heal up, even though he wasn't gonna walk again.
So it didn't work. Great.
No, it wasn't to make him walk. It was just to reduce pain and inflammation, so that he can start hopping.
Nice.
Anyway, so and they're like, it's gonna cost $6,000 to $7,000 big ones. The lady said, and we're like, we're not paying that. China.
Let's kill him.
We'll make Mexico pay for it.
Or you can, option number two, take him out back.
And everybody's like, you can do that. Or, you know, it may be considered time to put him down. And we're like, well, what about the third option that we haven't mentioned yet? Which was just put him in a splint and reset his bone.
So why was that not option number one?
They're like, well, you could get him the best education in town or shoot him in the head.
We could also just put a cast on him if that's what we want to do.
So we ended up giving him, you know, they put him under and they reset his bone as best they could and sutured him up. And now he's in a big splint in our bedroom, not in our living room anymore.
What a weird, again, very strange. You could take him to a university. You could
kill him.
You could just brutally murder him. Or you could just be able to put him in a split. Like, why was that not the first thing you said?
Because I just wanted to, like, yank your chain a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm saying, is that the order they
no,
put
no,
him in?
They, oh, it was, say, it was take him to the university, splint him, or put him down.
Okay.
But here's the thing, though. By setting his bone back, it's still dislocated. So he is always going to have a dislocated foot.
Nice.
Nothing we can do about that.
Nice.
But no, he's doped up on drugs next to our bed.
Awesome.
And stuff. So you thought this was gonna be a really sad story, huh?
No, I heard. So I did see a post on Instagram about
you him. Follow my wife.
Yeah.
You follow my wife.
Let me quickly
unfollow
fix
it.
That. Yeah.
No. He
no reason,
bro. You talk about a dog that. Okay, at my house, when me and Taylor got married, it was of in order of importance: Taylor, the dog, me. We have a son now. It goes Taylor, my son, the dog, me. Oh, and we have a lizard. So we have a pet bearded dragon. So it's Taylor, my son, the dog,
dude,
the lizard.
That's
me.
The thing you should just throw into the woods. Throw him at a tree at the highest
lizard
velocity
sucks.
You can.
Don't get a bearded dragon. You think they're cool, but they don't do anything. They're like fish. They don't,
I like how you didn't realize that before you got it.
I knew it. I didn't want it. I told Taylor straight up, I said, I really don't want to get a lizard. I really don't want to spend a lot of money on this stupid
reptile. That's an animal. If you just hurled him at a tree at top velocity, no one would miss him.
Here's the thing. It's not the first like reptile I've had. I used to have a pet snake. I had like a 4 foot long, 3 foot long. I don't want to make people think I'm that cool. I had a 3 foot long ball python.
Oh, I don't think you're cool. I think you're disgusting and insane.
Well, it was a gift. My brother gave it to me for my birthday.
If someone gave me a snake, dude, I would strangle them with said snake.
You live in Georgia. There's snakes here.
I hate them. Doesn't mean I like them. I hate them.
You mean
them.
You've never like seen a snake in the woods and just grabbed it?
I'd rather shit my pants every day for a week.
We can make that happen.
We're not gonna. What?
Man, you need to put your phone on silent mode.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
This is a recording studio.
I got important things to do and important places to be.
Well, whatever.
No, but I did see that your wifey did post about the dog and a picture of it with like all splinted up. It was like,
yeah,
we could use some, you know, it's been a tough week. Could use some thoughts and prayers, blah, blah, blah. Our dog is going through whatever. But I thought because I got here, which, you know, great post, fine. But then I got here and you're like, there's no dog pen. I'm like, oh God, it got even worse since then. It was like 50-50.
You
want to
know something?
You want to know something funny?
So,
I would have been really sad.
We got a second opinion about kind of the situation and why it happened. They're like, yeah, his bones are definitely deteriorated, but also I think he's got bone cancer.
Oh my God. Let me put it this way. If I was his age and I couldn't shit on my own, just put a gun to my face. You know what I mean?
This dog, though, loves it when you make him shit.
He's a happy dog.
He's a happy
dog. I'm just.
No, so he's doped up again. He's just super quarantined to a pen right now, and it sucks because he's got issues, and it's like impossible to get him to over them because he's a little turd. And both me and my wife work full time, so it's just hard to be out of the house with that. You know.
Did I tell you, by the way, that for some reason, coming back here after like a month of recording, every time I sit down here and start talking to you, I can't, it's getting to the point of almost annoying in my own head, but I still love it, where every time I sit down and talk to you, I want to talk about this, and I'm like, why? It's become such a regular thing that I can't break it, and it's so hard not to break.
Taylor got, while you've been away on a trip, which we'll talk about right after this, because I want to know all the details of that.
Okay.
I just like randomly we'll be talking about something and something will like piss me off or something and I'll mention it and I'll tilt my head to the side. I'll take my hands and move them.
I was just going to say that.
And
finish.
I'll say something like along the lines of I lost a headlight in my truck today.
Okay.
Or this last week. And I told Taylor, I said, well, I got a one-eyed truck, and it's a piece of crap because it just doesn't want to last very long. I tell you, it's a bad deal. I said that to her, and she goes, and she looked at me and like about said something, and I said, sorry, I'll shut up.
Dude, I don't know if I've told you this, but it's gotten to the point where I've caught myself in moments of talking to people.
People who you're not close with?
Yeah,
just
anybody,
in general.
Friends, just doesn't matter who it is now.
Listen, cashier, I want the best change back. All quarters, no nickels or dimes.
I can't believe gas is so expensive now. No, but I've not gone into Trump voice, but because I know that's a little too far, a little too absurd, right? Like I can catch myself before that happens, but I will catch myself talking to people, and if I'm talking about something serious, I use my hands like this, like the Trump hands. And I'm like, yo, I gotta stop. Like, in all, like, not even joking. It just, it's happening. Like, I'll be talking, like, legit. I'll be like, yeah, dude, it's crazy. This thing happened. And I'm like, no.
Well, believe it or not, it's actually a good skill to be able to talk with your hands.
But I'm
Did you know that? Like, that's like a desirable thing.
Like, what I'm doing right now, this is normal me.
That's good.
I talk with my hands normally. But when I do it like this, like Trump, that's way too specific. Yeah. When I start doing this.
I don't speak with my hands, and I probably should. People would probably think I'm more interactive when I
speak with my hands a lot, but never.
Yeah, I should totally do that.
Never did I do it.
Jumping jacks.
Like Trump on a consistent basis. Until now.
All the time. I do it every time.
We really should. We should. Next episode, we're going to play a drinking game where anytime we break and we go into Trump, we have to take a drink and try just to not do it the whole time.
Viewers at home, those play of you along. Who are on your eighth drink.
That, you know, if there's like actually people who listen to this on the regular, that probably is their drinking game every time they listen to
probably.
This. Because every time they go into Trump voice, we'll take a shot.
Well, they won't drink very often because we never record ever.
I'm sorry. This is just for us at this
anyways,
point.
Anyways, yeah, for real. Anyway, speaking of reasons why we didn't record last week.
Well, let me catch you up real quick on the fact that you were saying to be here like 8:30 to 9, and I was definitely like 5 minutes late.
It's okay. I was wrapping my dog's entire foot and leg.
Yeah. You told me to wait in the car. I was like, okay.
Yes, because so I didn't want you to realize that my dog wasn't dead.
So I'm going to tell you a little secret. Usually I don't. Like, tell you when I'm here, I just like come up to your door and knock so you know I'm about to come in.
You gave me like a 5 minute warning. It was nice.
Well, that was me saying I was like on my way. But when I got here, I knocked and walked in. I was like, hello? And no one answered. Oh, and you were like, wait in the car.
We were just in the bedroom.
Yeah. And you said, wait in the car. So I was like, okay. And I just went back to my car.
I didn't realize you were in the house. I also didn't realize the garage door was open. So I definitely wouldn't have known. So whatever.
But when I went back to my car, when I got out of the car, to walk back in your house, and be like, yeah, come in. I get out of my car and start walking up to your door, and I just hear this, like someone running behind me, and I was like, oh, shit. I thought it was you, like, trying to, like, prank me. Like, I thought maybe you were out on a walk with your dog, and I turned around, and I was like,
it's a good thing I charged our outdoor cameras. I'm going to go look and see if I couldn't see what you were doing.
No, I turned around, and there was, like two people walking their dog, but they were, like, running, and they were running away, but I thought they were running towards me, and it scared me, dude, because I turned around for half a second and realized, oh, God, it's not you, but then I realized, oh, they're not coming at me. I'm okay.
Who runs at night? Like, morning is one thing.
They weren't, like, running. They were just, like, the dog kind of took off, so they were, like, catching up with the dog.
Big poodle?
I have no idea. It was dark, which was scarier.
Well, the poodle is black.
It's racist. So
what is that? What?
Why are you talking about poodles like that? So also before I get into the whole trip thing, dude, I'm getting over. I don't know if I told you this. I'm getting over being sicky wicky.
Were you sick? Like, what were you sick?
Like right when I got home, which was Thursday morning of last week. And that next day, I was like, I have a sore throat.
You're allergic to America.
And then it just got worse. And I was like, maybe it's allergies. No, dog. I was like, sore throat, congested. And I'm still like getting over it. So just wanting to like sleep a lot. So I got home from work at like 6:30, went in my room. And you had said 8:30. So I was like, sick. Went right to bed. Lay down. I was like, let me just get a quick nappy nap in. Yo, I woke up at 7:45.
Nice.
In another world, dog. I was like, what day is it? Like, you ever wake? I legitimately woke up, and I thought it was 7:45 a.m. for nice. Like 10 minutes.
Nice.
And I was like, my brain went into like, what do I have to do today mode? And I was like, oh, God, I have to, oh, no. And then slowly I'm like, it's not. Oh, God, what day is it? And then, I came back too, and I was like, I got a podcast to go to.
Dang. I'm not going to lie. I've been down that road before. Waking up after like a 30, 45 minute nap, and then it's like, oh, wait, is it 7 a.m.?
It's been a long time.
I've woken up on both sides of that. I've gone to bed at like, I don't know what I was doing. I think it was just in college, like doing all night. Okay, one thing I learned about college art history classes
is that you might have a dog in your class. Stop. Trying to get the doggy doctorate.
Stop. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, art history classes. It's all just memorization and flashcards.
It's all any school ever.
Literally, all I did was, and it's always like, it shows you a picture of like an artwork from like 1792. And so what I would do is I would just bring flashcards with me. On one side of the flashcard, I would just draw like a quick like thumbnail, like quick simple sketch of it, like super identifiable, like that's that painting.
Uh-huh.
And then on the back is basically who, what, when, where, and why.
Okay.
I do that with like 30 or so pieces of art. That's one of three quizzes the entire semester.
Okay.
That's my only three grades.
Okay.
I didn't do anything in class. I slept all the time in class.
Oh, me too.
Except when it came to...
I didn't go to college.
When it came to those like tests, I would pull an all-nighter. Just, I wouldn't go to sleep at all. And just study all through the night. Monster after monster with like a couple friends from the class. And take the test. I'd go to bed at like 5 p.m. because I'm exhausted. And
then wake up at
seven a.m.
Oh God!
No, I'd wake up at 7 a.m. and be like, "I need to go back to sleep,"
thinking it's at night.
Yeah,
nice.
Not many people get to say they do that, but I've done it.
Incredible. That's cool. Another weird thing that I tell you about. Did I tell you about?
No.
Yeah,
you didn't.
That's cool. Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah.
Did you meet Frankie Muniz?
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I he's the kind of person that I would like. I know exactly who Frankie Muniz is. I know what he looks like now.
Yeah. Me too.
I could walk past him.
I know what he looks like as of 12 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I could walk. This is my opinion, not yours, by the way, because I don't know if he's an avid listener. So.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
He's not.
Dang. I could walk past Frankie Muniz and not even think about it.
That's the one thing I told him. I was like, yo, by the way, we got to listen to 1 to 2 views.
You should come on our podcast.
Did I not tell you about him, though?
No, you haven't told me any.
In what? The past, like, 6 months?
Okay, so you're like pen pals, what?
Okay, so I have it. Should I say this out loud on a podcast? Yeah, why not? So one of the girls that I coach.
Those are quotations, coach.
What?
I'm just kidding.
One of the girls that I coach. Her uncle is Frankie Muniz.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, and one day at a competition, she was like, or one day during training, like, she knows that I'm trying to do this whole acting thing. And she's like, my uncle's an actor. He's been in movies, and just kind of like threw it out there and mentions him every once in a while. Didn't say a name. Then we're at a competition and she was like, oh, my uncle this weekend is driving his first NASCAR race. And I was like, who is this crazy uncle of yours? Because he sounds wild.
He does NASCAR?
You didn't know that? He's a NASCAR driver now.
Yeah. I thought... You know what I'm thinking in my head right now? That's like, that's some like silly movie plot.
Nope, that's
that
real.
He did like first kid.
No.
NASCAR driver on Disney Channel.
And good I was for like, him. Who is this guy? And she's like, Frankie. And I was like, Frankie Muniz. And I was like, you're shitting me right now. You're literally messing with me. And her dad was like, nope, that's him. And yeah, he was in town today and yesterday.
Wow.
And they brought him to the ninja to watch me coach the kid because she wanted to show
better,
him like, all the
you
ninja
better have
stuff
been on
does.
your A game like, coaching.
It's just such a weird and he was cool like I didn't. It's just a funny thing to talk about because I don't know when it comes to people like that famous people I don't like freak out or whatever. It's like cool, but it's a weird thing because if you brought me back to when I was watching Agent Cody Banks when I was 8 years old.
Liar, liar.
I never, if someone walked up to me and was like, oh yeah, dude, in like 20 years, you're going to be coaching a child in American Ninja Warrior. while Frankie Muniz watches you. I'd be like,
life is unfair.
Like, what a weird...
Oh, gosh.
Like, what a weird sentence that I never thought...
Oh, wait, I said Liar Liar. That's a Jim Carrey movie. Big Fat Liar. Yeah, yeah. That's the movie.
But the fact that, yeah, that sentence, you're going to be coaching American Ninja Warrior while Frankie Muniz watches, is something nuts. I never would have thought would be a thing. It's just so funny.
You know what I just also realized?
What?
I always forget in Big Fat Liar, Paul Giamatti's like the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Rhino! Man. Talk about a weird career.
But yeah, that was weird, interesting fact of today. That's all.
No, that's cool, man. I mean, you saw him?
Yeah, I met him. I like, shook his hand. Like,
how much shorter than you is he?
I don't know. A little bit, though.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Okay. This isn't a shit on Frankie Muniz. What the hell, dude?
Listen, he's a cool when there's guy. Someone who's shorter than me, I don't care who they are. I am 5'9", and I am not a happy person.
Yeah, he is.
Sorry, Mr. Muniz. I watched a lot of your shows when I was a child. I looked up to you, but now I look down.
Oh, my God.
That girl's never going to be on your Ninja Warrior team ever again.
Hey, just so you know, we made fun of your uncle on a podcast. To be clear, I never did.
I'm sorry.
Anyways,
tell me about your trip, man.
Yeah,
let's move on to something to lift our spirits. Higher than Frankie Muniz.
Jesus Christ. let me get some water.
I mean, I can, while you're drinking water, I can just make up some more stuff about Frankie Muniz, you know, but I probably shouldn't.
Okay. Anyways. So, yeah, I think the last episode we actually talked about what the plan was for this whole trip.
Yes.
Let me start with, I don't know where to start. Dude, legitimately, this could be a 4-hour long podcast with all the crazy stuff that happened.
Well, let's just take that 4 hours, not make it 4 hours.
The best thing would be get my friend Austin, who went with me, and have him come on and we can talk about it.
We'll just do do a summary, like, so, not necessarily your coolest moments and his coolest moments, but just kind of what you did. And,
no, I can't just do a boring summary. I'm going to tell you some cool moments. So, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing happened. Okay, cool.
Nothing went according to plan.
Oh, wow. Okay, so just to recap, this is you. You're gallivanting through Europe.
Uh-huh.
You both are starting at two separate locations and ending in where?
So here's what was supposed to happen. We were supposed to start in two different countries and meet in a middle point, in another country, and which was like equidistant from our starting points. And we had, I believe, 6 days to get from country to country. And it was whoever spent the least amount of money to get to the middle point. And that was who won the challenge. We were going to like film it, make like a video, put it on YouTube, do all that. Well, dude, when I tell you, I don't know how to get this into people's heads where like an absurd, when you say the word unbelievable, it's used way too often. They're like, yeah, it was unbelievable. No, man, this was like I could not fathom. I could not believe how many things went wrong. Like, it was just this long list, and then finally you're like, all right, there's no chance something else could go wrong. Something else went wrong. Like, just wow. Over and over and over. We were just getting beat down. So, anyways, I'll recap some of those stories, but let's start from the beginning. So, we get to the airport on Wednesday the 27th.
Right.
Flight's supposed to take off at 3:30. We have a layover in Orlando, and then we fly to London. We're going to spend a couple days in London, me and my boy, and then we're going to fly to our respective countries.
I already know what happened first.
What happened first?
You missed your layover.
Oh, we didn't miss nothing.
Oh.
We missed everything. No. Our flight, it wasn't that we didn't get there in time. So we get there. We're in Atlanta. We're waiting. Our flight's delayed. We finally get on the flight, and then they're like, yo, we can't. Or they're like, yeah, so we have to delay the flight even more. There's like a weather pattern going through Orlando. Everything's grounded in and out of Orlando. And we're like, oh no.
The devil hates Mickey.
So I, mind you, I go to the back row of the airplane. My seat is middle seat in the very back.
That's already terrible.
So, and sitting in the window seat
where the smelly people
is a man. With like a 5-month-old child. And I was like,
oh no.
This child's going to be screaming the whole
time. Orlando flight. Is just an hour flight, hour and a half tops.
Yeah. And then I was sitting, and then on the other side of me was like a woman who was in like her 50s or so. And yeah, so we're sitting down, we're waiting. And then the guy next to me with the child was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Or he said, he's like, uh-oh, this is going to be cutting it close to my layover. But he says it, like, in an English accent.
Oh.
I was going to try to say it in an English accent, but for some reason, I just couldn't remember. My layover. I'm going to miss my layover. And I was like, oh, where are you going? And he was like, London. And I was like, oh. And we found out we're on the same flight. So then the girl in front of him, who's the window seat right in front of him, who's like my age, turns around and she goes, sorry to eavesdrop. But I hear you guys are going to London. And we're like, yeah. She's like, me too. So the three of us are on the same flight.
Oh.
And so then they take everybody off the plane. We're like, we're going to let you guys get off the plane because this could be a while. And I'm like, first of all, thank you for letting us off because I've been stuck on the runway in planes for hours because they're like delayed.
Yeah.
So
I feel that, man.
I talked to those two people next to me and I was like, hey, can we swap phone numbers? To see if we, so the flight attendant comes by and she's like, you guys might want to try to find another way to get to Orlando, like another flight, go to another airport somewhere, like drive
another airport,
like drive to another airport to get you down there or drive to Orlando. She's like, if you guys have to catch a flight, I don't think we're getting out of here tonight. And I was like, oh God. So I was like, we just have to get creative and see if we can figure out a way to get to Orlando. So I talked to the people next to me. I'm like, can we swap phone numbers? I'll start looking. You guys start looking. We can connect. The girl's like, let me just, and I was like, yeah, I got a friend who's at the front of the airplane who's traveling with us too. And she was like, cool, can I just hang with you guys? And I was like, yeah. So then we're all like getting together. The lady who was sitting next to me also sits in with us and just in the, at the gate terminal. And is like
yeah.
Helping us all try to figure out how to get to Orlando. She joins in and we're like, let's go to a restaurant, grab some food and drinks. We go find Jack, who's the guy with the baby. And we're like, yo, we're going to go get some drinks and food because it's going to get delayed for a while. So over like a couple hours, we just become this weird amalgamation of the weirdest group you've ever seen. It's like me.
You haven't even left the country yet.
No, dude. My friend Austin, this girl who's about our age, who's like the nicest. Oh my God. This girl, her name is Jillian. She has
Jillian
the best memory of any human being I have ever met in my entire life. You tell her one thing in passing, 3 days later, she will be like, yeah, yeah, because you did that thing. And I'm like, what? And I'm horrible with names. She hears someone's name once, knows everyone's name.
Did you try to find out whether or not she was pursuable?
Why, dude, why are you trying to set me up with people you've never even met?
Bro, I'm trying to set you up with people I've never met and people I do know.
You're insane.
I'm just trying to hook you up.
Yeah, calm down. So, Jillian also decides to tell us while we're sitting on the plane before they take us off. She was like, yeah, she's like, this is probably my fault that this is getting delayed. I'm bringing all the bad luck because on my flight into Atlanta, because she just had a layover in Atlanta at the other airport.
I had anthrax.
She said, we were sitting on the runway and our plane got hit by a truck going 100 miles an hour.
What?
I was like, what?
I haven't even heard. That sounds like something I would hear on the news.
Dude, I'm telling you, my whole trip was like a movie. It's wild. We haven't even left Atlanta yet.
It's like Due Date. You ever seen that? You need to watch that movie with RDJ and Zach Galifianakis.
Okay. And then she was like, yeah, it also happened to my parents, but that was like years ago. She was like, at in another state, there's a snow plow like trying to plow off the runway and they hit the plane. So apparently it runs in the family. So she's the reason we had bad luck our entire trip.
Don't talk to her.
So it's me, Jillian, Austin, and then this like 50-year-old woman whose name is Beth, and then Jack, who's this guy from England, and his 5-month-old son. And I judged the book by its cover because
good age.
That 5-month-old was like the best, most well-behaved 5-month-old I've ever met.
Dude, 5-month-olds are easy.
They did, but right. He like wasn't screaming like nothing. And he was literally passing the baby around to like because the girls wanted to hold the baby. And we just became like super close in these few hours. And we're all like just trying to figure out how to get to where we're going. Then we go and check the flight or whatever. We keep like every once in a while going back to the gate to check. I get a text, flight's canceled. And I'm like, awesome.
Oh, great.
So then we have to go back to the front. At this point, it's like 8:00 at night. We've been in the airport for a while.
Yeah.
We go back to the front, to Frontier desk, and we're like, how do we get, we need to get to Orlando as soon as possible.
And do you think that'd be like a lot of flights?
Yeah.
Orlando is extremely highly traveled from
the
Atlanta.
People in front of us were also trying to get to Orlando. And we overhear the lady say, oh, the next flight out isn't till tomorrow night. And we're
tomorrow
like,
night.
Yo.
That's like a 3-plane
so
minimum.
So we start looking up rental cars. So the 5 of us are 6 of us, if you include the child, Elijah, the 5-month-old. We were all about to rent like a van and just drive to Orlando together overnight. All these there strangers. And we're like, this is a wild story. But we got to the front desk and they were like, we need something earlier. And she's like, oh, we actually have a flight that leaves at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And there are 5 seats left. And we're like, oh, my God. Perfect.
Perfect.
Books us on the flight. Now we're trying to figure out where to go. I almost took all of them back to my house. I was like, you guys, we can all just sleep at my house. And if we can find a way to get there, it's going to be people sleeping on the floors. But you guys can have the beds. I'll sleep on the floor. But we were like, no, let's get a place close to the airports because we have to literally go there and wake up at like 4 a.m. And we're like, yeah. But I was like, I don't want to spend a lot of money because I live here. You know, I was like, but also the money for Ubers. And before we could really make a decision, Beth was like, God, don't worry, and booked 2 hotel rooms. She's like, yeah, I booked room for us. And I was like, what?
Jeez.
She became like a second mom. She was so
aww.
Nice. She's like, I can't leave Jack and his little baby just to her sleeping at the airport.
It's a little boy.
So.
He's so cute.
First
night. His name is Tyler Gillette.
It's me, I'm the baby. So first night, haven't even left Atlanta. I am now. The 2 girls are sharing a room, and I am now sharing a room with I'm sharing a bed with my friend Austin, and in the other bed is an English man
and
his 5-month-old child.
Dude,
in a hotel room.
A 5-month-old in a freaking bed scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
That baby is going to fall off and die.
Dude, let me tell you, that baby, all night, didn't say a word.
Really?
Amazing. Woke up. When I woke up, I looked at the baby on the other bed. The baby was just like this.
Yep.
Just starfished out, yep. Just knocked out.
We had to wait till like I think 6 or 7 months before our son slept through the night, but he's a champ.
Yeah. So that night we got to our hotel room, all went out to a Ruby Tuesdays down the street, had some drinks, bonded, all came back, and I didn't sleep a wink. I don't know why.
Oh,
I could
no.
Me and Austin could not fall asleep. So we get up at 4 in the morning. Get on the flight. We get to Orlando. And of course, we missed our flight because it was supposed to be going out at 9:00 the night before.
Right.
We spent 12 hours in the Orlando airport. There is 1 flight out of Orlando to London a day. 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 9:00 at night every day.
Woo.
So we spend 12 hours in the Orlando airport and decide not to buy a ticket because we're like, let's try to talk to the people to see if we can not have to spend more money. We already had to rebuy our flight to Orlando.
Right.
Luckily, there was a lot of seats open, so we just waited. But we had to wait like 2 hours before for the people to even be at the gate. We get there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't care. That's not our problem. That's a completely different airline. You got to rebuy tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to rebuy our ticket to London. So we get to London, finally, like 2 days. basically, yeah, a day late. And that was the first day. And that's like a recap. Like, I could have went into more detail. It was
wild. At least get to, like, fall asleep on the plane?
So, yeah, dude. Oh, that's a whole nother weird thing. So, on the plane to Orlando, I did not sleep. I slept for maybe 20 minutes in the Orlando airport. So, at this point, I'm up for, like, 36 hours. Get on the flight to London. I have never slept so hard on an airplane before in my entire life. It was a 7-hour flight.
To London?
Yeah.
Dang, that's awesome.
You thought it was going to be longer?
Well, I
think... Because I did.
Yeah, well, I did Miami to Paris, and that was like 12.
Yeah. Yeah, to London is like...
And I never want to go to Paris ever again because of that flight. It sucked.
Yeah, the 7-hour flight wasn't bad.
I can get over that.
I had a whole... We, all of us, me, Austin, and Jillian, had a whole row to ourselves.
Yo.
So I had a whole row to myself. We took off. I lay down, passed out. Of course, I woke up a few times, but was able to go right back to sleep and woke up for good, like on our descent. And I was like, that was awesome.
You get an in-flight meal?
No. It's a budget airline. So unless we could have paid for one, but we didn't.
Nah.
Dude, the first time I woke up on this flight, I fell asleep and woke up about an hour in. And I felt like I was on shrooms. Like, I was so tired that I was in such a deep sleep and woke up in a deep sleep, like right out of a deep sleep, that I was disassociated with my body. Like, I knew I was awake and I could see my limbs and I could move them, but it's like I couldn't feel them. Like, it was scaring me. Like, I looked at Austin and tried to, like, explain. All I remember is trying to explain to him how freaked out I was, but I know it didn't come out of my... I was like... Dude, it scared the shit out of me, dude. I was like on the plane, just like flailing my limbs, like, what do I do?
Is it air marshal?
Dude, it scared
me. Sit down.
It scared me so bad. And then I was like, no, it's fine. And just laid down and fell right back asleep. But it was the scariest like 2 minutes of my life.
Oh gosh. What the
heck?
It was
so funny.
Man.
Yeah, I felt like I was like I didn't feel like I was like really in the airplane and I was like not in my body and I was like, like, that's must be how it feels to be on drugs. Oh, it was terrifying.
So, but when you woke up the second time, you were fine.
Oh, yeah, it was fine. I probably woke up 3 or 4 times on the flight because it's a flight. But every other time after that, I was just normal. And
well, you're not someone who typically, like, deprives themselves of sleep, right? You're a person, you get your sleep, right?
I mean, I do, not for that long. Like, if I'm depriving myself of sleep, it's like, oh, there's a few days in a row I'm getting, like, 5 hours of sleep. You know what I mean? Because that's not enough for me. 5 hours is not enough.
So...
But staying up for, like... That was a long time for me, staying up for, like, 36 hours.
The most I've ever stayed awake, I think, was... I had to pull 2 all-nighters in a row. I was not hallucinating, but I... whenever I looked at, like, the wall or, like, a flat surface...
It was, like, wavy.
It was wavy.
Like, moving.
And it was, like, the ocean. And I was like...
I gotta sleep.
I don't know what's going on. Basically.
The funny thing is, though, it wasn't, like, while I was awake. It was after I had fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Because my body was so deprived, but it was sleeping on something that was not somewhere comfortable that you can stay asleep for long. So I got jolted out of a deep sleep, and my brain was still like, you're still sleeping. And I was like, I'm not...
Only half of your brain woke up.
It felt like a weird form of like sleep paralysis, even though I could move, but it felt like I was so disassociated. It was weird.
And I guarantee it also, like, not the change of elevation, because usually you stay where you're at, but just kind of the turbulence and stuff, kind of the rocking is probably different too. I would think. I don't know.
Mean it's different?
Like, it,
the turbulence is different over in London.
No, I'm saying, like, when in a plane versus when you're in your bed.
The winds have an accent. The winds sound like this.
I started dreaming with an accent. No, I'm just saying, like, the motion can make you feel weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably. Yeah. Dude, speaking of dreaming, talking about dreams sucks because it just, you can't relate. But I had a dream I was Spider-Man last night, and it was the coolest feeling in my life.
You want to know something crazy?
What?
I've had a dream like that before.
I've had quite a few dreams where I'm Spider-Man.
I've had a Spider-Man dream. Only one.
Especially when they feel very real, and you can, like, still feel what it felt like to swing around in your brain? Like, oh, so
mine's mine's like very similar to like the scene where he's crawling on the wall and he all of a sudden loses his grip.
Oh no.
That's the kind of Spider-Man dreams I have.
That's not good. Mine were just awesome.
Any superhero dream I've ever had other than breathing underwater is all about me having the powers and then all of a sudden I start losing them. And I'm like, is this supposed to be like a metaphor for impotence?
Actually, my dream was I had like organic web shooters, so I'm just shooting them out my wrist, right?
Ew, gross.
I know, goopy, nasty widths. But I was like running low. Like I could tell I was running low on my own goop.
I need to hydrate.
But I could get him out.
Pineapples.
It was like kind of harder to get him out, but I could get him out. And I was still sticking to buildings. But what was weird is I was a black man. No, what?
That was the most random thing you could have said ever. So you're Miles Morales.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's so. But what I remember is I wasn't. I'm joking. I don't remember me being actually black. But I remember.
Is that dream blackface?
I'm gonna get canceled. No, but I was me. But I'm pretty sure I remember I was in like the Miles Morales suit. And there was another Spider-Man who I think was Peter Parker who was cool. There with me as well.
Penis Pecker.
So it was White and, Miles. It was Mikey.
Penis Pecker and Mikey Miles.
I Mikey.
Hey, I'm from New York. I'm walking.
So we got to Europe finally. I would actually like to get Austin on an episode and talk about everything.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, that'd be great.
This is cool. The pre-Europe.
Oh,
tale.
No, I'm
going to
tell
great.
You more, dude. I'm going to tell you as much as I can. And okay. Some of the stuff that we say might just be repeated and he can tell his side of stuff.
Like, give me like the highlight parts. Like, obviously there's a lot of stuff that's crazy, but that like you started where? You started in...
Well, we get to London.
Yeah.
Funny enough. When I say everything went wrong, bro, like, again, we got off at the wrong train stop. And then when we got to London, trying to get into the city. And then... When Austin had to leave to go to his country, like 4 hours later, because we were a day behind, so he had to pretty much immediately go to his next country, he went to the wrong airport. So missed that flight.
Wow.
Not going to tell you how, because it's an interesting story, but he did make it to his starting spot. Okay, his starting spot was Tallinn, Estonia.
Estonia.
And mine was Istanbul, Turkey.
Okay. I could tell you stuff about Istanbul. I have no idea where.
Have you been to Istanbul?
No, no. I know about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have no idea where Estonia is.
Estonia is
in Europe.
Wow, you're good.
Northern Europe.
Yes. It's basically just straight north. It's okay. Bordering.
But I couldn't tell you a thing about that country.
Oh, I couldn't either. I mean, I guess I could a little
bit.
What
do they speak? Estonian?
I have no idea. I don't know, brother.
Or is that like saying I speak American?
I have no
and
idea.
They speak like Russian or something.
You know, when I was going through a couple of my different countries, I was thinking to myself, I was like, I wonder if these places, like what they speak, if they have their own language. Cause I went to Bulgaria and I was like, do they speak Bulgarian? I was like, is that a language? It is.
Okay, good.
It's like, dude, I'm gonna have to take a break. I've never done this in the middle of a podcast. I'm about to shit my pants. I have to poop so bad.
Pause.
I'll be right back. Oh my God, I feel so much better.
Frankie Muniz is 5'5".
Oh my God. Did you look that up when I went to the bathroom?
Sure did. All right. Where were we? What were we talking about?
Dude, I'm glad that didn't happen. I'm glad that happened while I was here. Because I don't have water at my house.
Really?
They're doing construction on that whole road in front of my house. They're widening the street.
Yeah.
So they had to cut off the water today. So they let everyone know no water on Wednesday. And starting tomorrow, it's a like a boil notice. So you have to boil all your water.
Yeah. Or buy it.
To use. Yeah, if you're going to use it. And until further notice. They didn't give us an end date.
No, yeah, until they're done with construction, probably.
No, it's not going to be that long.
Well, because
that
they're
going to
be digging
forever.
And stuff. Well, I mean, maybe not done with construction.
No, yeah, done with
that. When are they planning to be done? Probably never.
Dude, they started before Christmas.
I know. It's
to widen that road.
I know, it's terrible. I got some people who live on it
But that means I can't take a shower there at my house because the water's gross. Like, the water will be disgusting.
Yeah, you'll probably have some brown water.
Yeah.
You are welcome to take showers here,
yes,
by the way.
Thanks.
Not tonight, though. You're weird.
Thanks.
You're gross.
Thank you. No, I was thinking
I don't want you ruining my drain with your gross water.
I'll probably go to the gym. It'll force me to go to the gym, too, and I can take a shower there. It'll be
there
great.
There you go. There you go.
Where were we?
I don't know. You were talking
Tallinn,
about
Estonia.
Estonia, yeah.
Dude, your internet sucks.
No, your phone sucks on our internet.
No.
We have fiber.
You have fiber?
No, we do not have fiber. I don't think anyone in Noonan has fiber. Maybe Chat Hills has fiber.
Why is this not working, dude? Why does my...
What are you trying to look up?
Tallinn, Estonia. I wanted to show you where it is.
I'll look it up.
Please do.
Let me get on that Google,
found it.
Google Earth.
Tallinn.
Oh, look at that.
Estonia. And then I'm Istanbul.
Man, so you guys are a good 6 inches away from each other.
Oh, yeah. A solid six. And that's big. So the plan was to meet all the way in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yep. And did y'all get to your starting points?
Yeah.
At reasonable times.
Yeah. We actually ended up getting there about when we wanted to start. And so I believe we had 6 days to get to the ending country.
Okay.
So I spent a couple days in Istanbul. We spent a couple days in our respective starting places. And that was fun. And then the challenge started, and again, everything went wrong. So, you know how, like, Europe's supposed to have, like, great train systems and stuff?
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to travel all of Europe on a train.
Yeah. Not Eastern Europe, let me tell you. So we made a rule for this.
Too close to the Russians, huh?
Yeah. We had a rule where you can't use the same form of transportation on back-to-back days. So if you took a train one day, you couldn't take a train the next day.
Okay.
Just because we didn't want the whole video to be sitting on a train the whole time. You know what I mean? We wanted to make it interesting. And the whole idea of this is, like, you have to be creative with your money, right? Like, try to hitchhike rides, figure out how to get food cheap, like, interact with people and make that happen. That's the interesting part. Things kept going wrong. And, dude, if you look up trains right now, I couldn't find any that were available out of Istanbul. Like, there's no trains to,
like,
get out of Istanbul.
You said, like, available. So that means, like, so they do have them, but...
I don't know, because I talked to other people and they're like, they exist. I'm like, dude, I spent hours trying to find a train. And I think maybe every once in a while there's, like, an overnight train, but it's from a weird spot and it's expensive and it's... There's just not really accessible trains on the eastern side of Europe like you'd think there would be.
It's, like, culturally not relevant and never used for that, I guess.
So, Austin ran into the same problem. He had to break the rule on the first day. He had to do two back-to-back buses. And so I was like, yo, I'm going to have to break this rule. And he was like, don't worry, I already did. I was like, cool. And Austin also told me, he was like, yeah, crossing borders... See, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm
doing the Trump hands.
Crossing borders in Europe, he said, are just like crossing states in America. Like, you don't go through, like, a border patrol and all this and check your passport. It's just like driving into another state. And I was like, okay, cool. Wrong. First of all, I was trying to get from Istanbul into Bulgaria. That's the next country over. And... I was going to get an overnight bus, and Austin was like, yeah, the buses are good. Like, they have bathrooms on it, all that stuff. So I was like, cool, I'm going to get an overnight bus, save some money on staying here, sleep on the bus, also get transportation. The bus that I was going to get sold out right when I was going to go buy it, the only overnight bus. So then I got a hostel, stayed at the hostel, woke up the next day, got on this bus, did not have any bathrooms. They stopped every like hour and a half. To, you know, whatever. It was supposed to be like a 7-hour bus ride. It ended up being over like 9.5 or something.
Oh, gosh.
Because got to the border, and there was a lot of their border patrol. But also, Turkey is half Europe, half Asia. I didn't know that. I knew it was weirdly in the middle, but I thought it was still technically considered Europe.
Okay.
There is in...
Is it in that Eurasia kind of mid...
Yeah, Istanbul. Midpoint? The city of Istanbul, there's like a water kind of like river thing that goes through it. The middle of the city, there is an Europe side of Istanbul and an Asia side of Istanbul.
Wow.
Just that whole city. Yeah, it's crazy. So because it's not in the European Union, it is there is a bigger deal crossing the borders.
Okay.
So I had to get off the bus twice to show my passport. They like take everybody off the bus, go through the customs. It took us 2.5 hours to get over the border. By the time we pulled up to the border, it took us 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Then about 20 minutes after we crossed the border, our bus gets pulled over by the cops.
Nice.
Yeah. So then we're on the side of the road in Bulgaria.
For another hour.
And they start taking off everybody off the bus one by one and going through all our shit. And I'm like, what is happening?
Great.
And of course, I'm like, I'm going to film this because I got to film this. So I'm like recording, but have my phone down by my side because I was like, they'll be mad if they see this. I was correct. One of the police officers saw me and started yelling at me in another language to put my phone away. And I was like, I don't understand. I don't understand. And I immediately like lock my phone and then pull it up to show him. And it's just my background because I lock it as I'm pulling it up. And I can tell what he's trying to say because he doesn't speak good English. But he's telling me to bring up my videos to like show him so I can delete them. And I just played dumb and I was like, I don't understand what you're saying. And another police officer was nicer and he's like, just put your phone away. I was like, okay. Yeah, I was playing pretty ballsy. I'm
not
gonna lie.
Nice.
And so then I find one guy who's about my age who was on the bus. We're all standing on the side of the road. And I'm like, what's happening? I was like, you speak English? He's like, yeah. I said, what's happening? These were his words. fucked up situation. I said, awesome. So oh helpful. God. And he was like, yeah, I've taken the bus from Bulgaria to Istanbul a few times because he lives in Bulgaria. And he's like, this has never happened. And I was like,
wow,
cool. I'm legitimately looking into the woods to plan out what way I'm going to sprint into the woods if things go sideways.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I'm like ready, dude.
Dude, I can't believe that. Yeah. You're like going to be in a Turkish prison, man.
Bulgarian.
Oh, Bulgarian, whatever.
So me and Austin are talking and we decided like that first night, I think, to change the meeting point. We're like, nothing is working. And it wasn't that it was like hard, so we wanted to like quit or whatever, but it was like, we don't have enough time to make this interesting. You know what I mean? Because it was, the whole idea is be creative with your money, create a good video for this, with his adventure. And so we decided to meet in Slovakia instead. Things kept going wrong. Austin will tell you his side of the story one day. And you've met Austin.
Yeah, yeah, I've met.
Okay, I forgot.
My wife's met Austin.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot. So we
went into a hospital with Austin.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
I'm pretty sure.
Red-haired Austin? I have two friends who are Austin. I don't know if
you... Oh, this may be a different Austin.
Okay. You've met Austin, though, because he was at my birthday thing, playing ping pong.
Yeah.
Anyways... So, things are going wrong for him. Things are going wrong for me. I end up in the town of Plovdiv, Bulgaria.
All right, good, good.
And me and Austin call each other, and we have like a 3-hour-long conversation on the phone of like, dude, what do we do?
I miss you so much.
We're like, what do we do? And dude, he's at one point. I'm at a restaurant in Plovdiv, and I'm sitting on the patio with all these other tables eating a burger. And I'm talking to him. I have headphones in.
You're eating a burger?
Yeah, it was so good. It was like aged Bulgarian beef on this burger. It was so good. You know what the burger was called, too, on the menu?
What?
The Jon Snow.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if stuff was filmed in Bulgaria.
Okay.
So he's telling me all these stories of all the crazy stuff he's going through. And his stories are so funny. The stuff he gets into are... It's hilarious. I'm legitimately crying laughing, tears coming down my face while I'm eating a burger. So I'm crying into my burger on this patio in front of all these people. Like another person is arm's length away from me. I could touch him if I reached out. So I'm like head down like this, crying into my burger, laughing so hard. And I refuse to look up because I know everyone around me is probably looking at me like I'm insane. And it's making me laugh even harder.
Oh, geez.
And he's on the other line dying from laughter. just because all the crazy stuff that's happening. And so we have like a huge long conversation and end up basically saying we need to do something different.
I'm sure he was probably laughing his head off when you were telling him you were getting stopped by Border Patrol.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the, and it's a fucked up situation.
Fucked up situation. So, and being sleep deprived and all this is making everything funnier. But we have like a long conversation of like, what do we do? Because we don't want to just quit because it's hard. But at the same time, we realized that if we continued doing what we were doing, it was going to be sitting on a bus for like 12 hours a day. Maybe that's a little exaggeration, but pretty much most of the day is sitting on a bus. Yeah. Getting to our respective town,
going to sleep and waking up and doing it again.
And it was like, that wasn't the idea of this trip at all. So we realized that we underestimated how big Europe was. So the next time we do
they don't have things called highways and interstates.
Yes, they do.
Not like us.
No, they do. Like, I was on an interstate on the bus, but it still was not. It's just far, dude.
Yeah.
And the problem was just that we either need to do it closer, to start a lot closer, like do this between like one or two countries, or more time, or a combination of both.
Okay.
So this is me saying we basically failed at doing what we were trying to do. But we learned from it, and it was still really fun. We got a lot of like cool things out of it. But we just decided if we kept doing this, the whole reason was to make... The whole idea for the video would have changed. It wouldn't have been what we wanted, which is like being creative with the money, and it would just would have been buy the cheapest bus and sit on it all day. Because I didn't have time to like find someone to hitchhike with or try to find a good way to eat.
That's crazy. Man, and you said you were trying to do this in how many days?
Six.
6 days. Sounds like this is like a 3 week thing. 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would say like 2 weeks. If you're going all the way across Europe, I would say a week if you're going to go across a country or two. I would still give you a week to go across a country or two.
Yeah, because
like you want to meet people join with them. Because I was like,
you need more time.
Yeah, and if you want to be creative with your money, it's not going to be a straight shot. You're going to meet these people who are also traveling, and they're going to go to Greece. And that's, it's further towards where you're going, but you need to go more north. So it's a squiggly route. It just, the lack of planning. But we learned from it, so we know how to do it better next time if we ever decide to do that idea. So we then just decided right then and there we bought tickets to Austria because he's never been to Austria. It looked cool. We bought tickets to Austria. We rented a car, and we drove through the Austrian Alps for like a couple days. And
that's
sick. One more. I'm going to tell you two more quick highlights, and then I'll wrap it up. But we get to Austria. Austin books this car online. We get there to pick it up, and they're like, we need a credit card to put on file because they always need that for rental cars.
Right.
Not a debit card, has to be a credit card. And Austin didn't have one. And I was like, it's fine, we can use mine because it's just for incidentals. And then they'll put it back as long as you don't wreck the car. So I was like, can I use my card? And he's like, well, we'd have to put you on as a driver. And this is in Austria. This guy speaks English, but like...
broken.
As much as he needs. Yeah. And... so he's like, I have put you on as a driver. It'll cost you 30 euros to do that. And I was like, fine.
Cheap.
Put me on as a driver. And then, so I give him my driver's license so he can put me in the system. Give him my driver's license. He's tippy tapping away on his keyboard. And then he looks at me and he goes, you have problem with Austria? I was like, problem? No. I said, seems great. I just got here. I think it's a great place. He's like, you have problem in Austria. I said, what do you mean? And then he goes, you can't drive here. And I was like, wanted in Austria? Like what? And I said, who says I can't?
Too many Arnold Schwarzenegger jokes. I knew it.
I said, who said I can't drive?
And I said, I'm the best. Come on.
I said, who says I can't drive in Austria? And he goes, my system. And I was like, well, like, who's in charge of your system? Is it, like, the government saying I can't drive here? And he looks at me. He goes, I don't know, but I trust my system. And I was like, what does that mean? How do you not know? Honestly, this is really funny afterwards, but it was frustrating because he literally, the way he was talking to me was kind of condescending, but also, like, it was answers he should have had. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Especially when we get to this point. I was like, me and Austin are looking at each other like, am I wanted in Austria? Like, what is happening? I've never been to Austria. And he goes, let me try again. He tries again. Doesn't look like he's getting anywhere with it, but just hands me back my license and just kind of goes, and hands me the keys to the car. So I look at him and I say, so can I drive? And he goes, I don't know. But he says it like a condescending way. Like, I should know. Like, I don't know.
I think he more so said it like, I don't know. Wink, wink.
Right. But it was very, but he didn't say it. He said it like condescending.
I don't
like,
see you I don't drive. Know.
And I was like, what? Dude, we were so confused.
Dude.
And Austin just looks at me like, just let it go. But I'm like, he should be able to give me, whatever. I grab the keys. Dude. And I, yeah.
So one thing I've learned is like customer service and politeness does not translate. France was a big one for me.
Oh, especially there.
They, like, it is probably normal for them to talk certain ways to people, but, like, to an American, it's like, that's so rude. And I'm sure that probably is the same way vice versa.
Yeah, but I didn't get that in Austria. Everywhere else, they were great.
Yeah?
But I've heard that happens a lot in Paris. In Paris, they're very snobby.
Oh, yeah, I did Air France. The flight attendants, like, you think of, like, I've flown Delta most of my life and Southwest. And I've done American Airlines, I think, once or twice. But, like, every single experience I've had, they're very polite. All the stewardesses and stewards. I don't know what the male version of that's called. They're always polite. And in America, it's, if you're a server and you work in, like, for Starbucks and stuff, so you've done, like, drive-through and customer service in that fashion. It's like you do what you do and you serve with a smile and then, you know what, you can probably get a big tip or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's across the board in the U.S. I feel like that's not the same way everywhere else. Unless it's just like a communication barrier.
Yes, that's one part of it. But I also think it's a France/Paris thing. I've heard that with a lot of people when you go to France.
Yeah.
If you speak English, especially with an American accent, they're like, yeah, they look at you. They look down on you. And if you try to speak French, they look down on you because they're like, you're not doing a good enough job. Like, they're just very snobby is what I hear.
Well, guess what? The world speaks English.
You know what's really funny, though, is I also flew Air France when I went to Italy last year. They were super nice. And then I flew home on Delta and they were so mean. It was the worst Delta experience I ever had.
Wow.
They got mad at me for asking for water. Yeah, dude, it was bad. It was bad.
That's pretty nuts. Asking for a water.
Yeah. Because I wasn't even asleep. I was just, my head was down, resting, trying to go to sleep. When they went out and like were handing out their like bottles of water or whatever that are free on that flight. And so I kind of like get my head up and I see everyone else's bottle of water and I'm thirsty. So I was like, hey, can I get? And she was like, oh. I was like, yo, okay. I'm just asking for a water. Jeez.
Yeah. I don't know.
But so... Last thing was, we drove through the Austrian Alps and we had like the craziest time. Again, things, we'll go into more detail next time, but things continued to go wrong, which added to the story. But it was so fun driving through the Austrian Alps. Me and Austin met these two Turkish girls, even though I had already left Istanbul, who were also staying in Austria in the same hostel.
Okay.
And they joined us for one of the days.
Looking for dual citizenship, I see.
And we all had a picnic in the Austrian Alps, and it was out of a movie. Like, it's
what's like
it was
the food beautiful. To eat in Austria? What's the grub like?
Like, basically German.
Okay. Schnitzel.
Yes.
All right,
and, like,
cool.
Sausages and stuff.
Sausage.
And it was so good. Oh, it was so delicious, brother.
Dude.
Also, they had some good Italian food because they're bordering Italy.
That's
so
cool.
I like pasta, which is pretty good.
So when you're doing through all this, is it like weird cars?
I don't remember the name of the car I drove, to be honest. It was a weird one.
Just weird subcompacts everywhere?
No, I didn't notice that much in Austria. I mean, there definitely were some subcompacts, but not as much as you would
think.
I feel
like in America, it's just like everyone's got a
Ford, we got a big truck.
Ford F-150.
It was like a job of Ford.
That's crazy. Speaking of vehicles, I mean, I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm sure you've got more story. Unless we want to save it for Austin coming on. And
yeah, I got more stories, I'll wait.
I think it'd be good for him to be here.
Dude, yeah.
I feel like he's got some crazy stuff.
We almost missed our flight on the way home. It was a mess the whole time.
Missing a flight, even if it's just something local, stressful.
And then we finally got home, and I was like, as far as like landing in Atlanta, and I was like, dude, thank God we're home. Fine. My friend picks us up. It's 2 a.m. We drive home. we get to my street, and I didn't know that it was blocked off. My street is blocked off going one direction.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
So you have
to
go all the way around. So we get there, sucks. Street's blocked off. I'm like 60 seconds from my house, and it's still like, and again, that's not a big deal, but it's the little things one like after the other after the other after the other. So we go around another way, and then there's a tree down in the middle of the road, and the other way we're going. And I'm like, dude, I'm never getting home. Like, what is
sleep
happening?
In the car.
It was insane.
Dude, that is
sorry, crazy. What were you going to say, though?
Oh, no, no. I just, it made me think of something I got to do that was really cool. Literally this weekend, my brother-in-law started racing motorcycles. Not NASCAR? Like on the street.
Your brother Frankie Muniz?
My brother is Frankie Muniz. No, my brother-in-law started racing motorcycles. He's been doing these track days and track days and track days and basically kind of getting your certification to be able to race in these like organized events.
Okay.
He finally worked his way through the through the ranks and became a certified racer.
Okay.
Did his first race, and for his division is kind of, I don't know what it's called. They've got a bunch of fancy names. It's like Super Stock something.
Okay.
Division 2 Formula Un. I don't know.
Formula Un.
Anyways, he's like racing against like six guys that are in his division specifically. He's got like 12 races through this whole weekend.
Okay.
First place.
Oh!
And now with something else he was
suck
doing.
It, Frankie Muniz.
Suck it, Frankie Muniz. And now he after the whole weekend, he's like on some national leaderboard.
That's cool.
I know nothing of what for.
For racing.
For racing, yes.
What do you mean? It's for racing.
I don't know, but that's pretty cool. And now I'm like, that itch where I wanted a motorcycle in college.
Yeah,
it's coming back.
Motorcycles
are
scary.
I got a kid, man.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
I'm not worried about driving a motorcycle. I'm worried about getting hit by other people on a motorcycle.
Oh, I agree. That's how one of my friends died. So ever since then, I was like, yeah. Everyone's like, it's dangerous. And I was like, I kind of want one.
Nah, when
that happened, and I was like, maybe not.
My brother used to like stunt ride and stuff, and he got in one wreck, and it was a broken collarbone, broken wrist, broken arm, broken ankle, broken tailbone. Butt cheeks are gone.
Who?
Because he was wearing basketball shorts.
Oh,
that kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
Took like an eighth inch of meat off them hinies.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, my friend, not to get morbid, but it was his turn to go, and it was either like a T intersection or a four way, and the other person going the other way just went through a red light.
Yeah, it sucks.
The end. Like, dude, that's why I'm
so
like,
quick.
I don't know if I
so
can.
So quick. I've seen so many stupid. My like Instagram feed has so many terrible things that are recommended for me, like motorcycle wrecks,
just people dying on your Instagram.
Well, I mean, there might be one or two of those, because that happens. I can't not look at the video that has the little eyeball over it and it's blurred out.
I have to know why this is being hidden from me.
What don't they want us to know? And it's like some guy riding a dirt bike or driving a motorcycle. I can't remember which, and either a tree branch falls down or he hits like a tree branch that's like a good like inch or two in diameter.
Did you just lag?
You went, I turned into
frame rate lag in real life, dude.
I turned into a seal. Anyways, so it's like an inch or two in diameter, goes straight through his leg.
Oh!
And You don't see it happen. You just...
I know what you're talking about. I've seen this video.
You basically like...
Goes through like his foot, right?
Yeah, yeah. You basically hear him go, and he's looking forward, and then he looks down.
And he looks down.
And there's
I
just a tree in his leg.
Through his foot.
What?
That's crazy. How does it do that?
I don't know, but you need some better boots.
Clearly. Yeah, that was... I saw that video.
Things like that. That and like... I think there's this thing that happens out in California. It's called lane splitting. I think
It's
I think legal in a few states.
Yeah.
It's not legal in Georgia. People do it anyway.
Yeah.
If I had a motorcycle, I'd be doing it.
Oh no, don't do that.
Well, because it actually is a good thing for traffic. It's for traffic.
I understand.
So people don't filter. They filter and then the traffic sounds bad. I think it's great. It doesn't bother me that much. But you know how many people just like see a motorcycle coming and then they just like I'm going to turn, get in front of him, block him from going. I'm like,
just open your car door.
Yeah, open your car. I see so many people do stuff like that. I'm like, just let him go. It's not worth getting into a wreck with somebody.
Yeah, you kill that guy, dude, you're done. Like, oh,
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's breaking the law or not. If you do something, it's also breaking the law.
Your life is also over, liable. I feel like, at that point.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
Anyways, yeah. I missed you, bud.
No, you didn't, Chad.
I missed you so much.
Miss you too, mean.
I think Taylor missed you because she's like, are you guys going to do a podcast tonight? And I go, he's in Europe.
He's in on the side of the road in Bulgaria.
He's like getting like a strip search by like Bulgarian police.
Currently.
He's got it on his phone. He's videotaping it right now. He's live streaming.
She missed me because she needed a break from you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. She's like, please take him off my hands, please.
That's funny. Yeah, it has been a minute, and I'm happy to be back. I'll be honest with you. I'm
good. Good. I'm glad.
But I'm also ready to go back.
Oh, for sure.
I could just see myself being someone that every couple months I'm just kind of back and forth. If I could afford that, that's what I would like to do. But I still want like a home base here. It's not like
Yeah. I gotcha. You need to do like a cruise and then just stay wherever they're taking you and then come back a different way.
Dude, you and cruises. When is your cruise?
November.
Okay. And you're taking your kiddo?
I am taking my kiddo. Okay. It's going to be great. The kid's going to love it.
Are you sure this cruise isn't down the Chattahoochee in kayaks?
Oh, reminds me. I got an idea. You offered the invitation to me once. And I kind of just said, I can't do it. I don't have enough time to shoot the hooch like that.
Yeah.
Going from like Helen, Georgia right. to the Othin.
To the Gulf of Mexico.
But there is one thing I could do.
What?
There's a little town near our town called Whitesburg. And the hooch goes straight through it.
Yeah.
Very close to us.
Yeah, I know where Whitesburg is.
Well, I know. I'm just narrating for the listener.
I don't care.
How long do you think it would take to get from Helen to Whitesburg?
I don't know.
At least a week. Or around a week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or less than a week.
Well, the hardest part is going to be getting through Lake Lanier.
Right.
Because there's no current, and it's a giant lake. That'll take a couple days.
So, if we can figure out kind of what the time frame on that would be, I would get to Whitesburg with you.
As in, like, just do that, or you would just do that and then
That's what I would be able to do. That's what I would be able to do. And That'd then I'd stop dragging you behind.
I don't even know if that trip's going to happen anymore. I really want it to.
Come on. Why don't you think it'll happen?
Because of everybody else. I want it to.
Because what is everybody else?
Nate. I'm going to blame Nate.
Why are you blaming Nate? Okay, so no offense to Nate.
Because every time I bring it up, he's like, oh, offense to Nate. Absolutely offense to Nate.
Okay, fine. Offense to Nate, apparently.
We can shit on Nate on this.
he's not here to defend himself.
Exactly. No, he's
what, because he can't take his boat?
Yep, that's it. He's so into his boat, and I mean, while we will shit on Nate, I kind of don't blame him, but also, doesn't mean you have to leave your boat. Doesn't mean you have to sell your boat.
I was joking about the boat thing. Is that a real reason?
Kind of.
No.
He's so...
Nate.
He spends so much time and money on his boat that, like, he would rather take a trip with his boat than, like, take the time off to take a trip with kayaks.
Nate, just store your boat for a week or four.
You're saying store. He has a dock. Like, it's been there. It's not like it's going to go anywhere.
Okay, we'll get
Fun fact, you know he lives on his boat now?
Throw some rope on that bitch.
As of 5 days ago, he lives on his boat.
Rent-free, huh?
Well, he pays for the dock.
Yeah, well, that's nothing.
I mean, he already had to pay that, so.
Yeah, I know. That's like, what, $100 a month?
No, it's a few hundred dollars. Still cheaper than, what he would be paying for rent and apartment.
Well, still, freaking, I'll tell you this. After I graduated college and I started getting a real job and making real money, I'm really missing them. I had $300 rent at one point.
Where?
I was living at someone's house.
Yeah.
Subleased.
Okay.
So, but yeah, anyways, back to what I was saying. So what's stopping you then?
I don't want to do it alone.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I would at least get to Whitesburg. I know that's not the goal.
Right.
But that's something I could do.
Right.
I know all the fun stuff is going to be post all that. It's probably
the Gators.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where I would think it would be fun.
Maybe we can rally. It was supposed to happen in September of this year, and no one's ready for that. Dude, yeah. I have a pulled tendon in my finger. I have a herniated disc in my back. I'm all messed up. I got a lot of things to take care of.
I have a feeling the herniated disc would be a really bad thing to have flare up on you while
That's from my car accident in January.
Really?
Yeah. No, February. Sorry, it was February. Yep. Still getting that.
As long as
out.
Their insurance is paying for it.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to legally talk about it.
NDA, you know.
I actually don't know if I'm allowed to legally talk about it, to be honest.
Probably,
I was joking.
You're probably fine. You didn't sign nothing.
Oh, I signed stuff.
Oh, no. Anyways, but man, that stinks.
Something along those lines will happen at some point.
I tell you what, I know some people, if you need like vehicles for it.
Yeah.
I know a guy who's got like three kayaks that they seem pretty good sized.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he wouldn't give it to us. He'd probably sell them or I'd say, hey, could we rent these from you?
Right.
The
thing is, if we're doing such an extended trip, we would have to really invest in some good kayaks.
Yeah, they would need to be some big ones. But yeah.
I want to make it happen.
I mean, so do I. I just don't have the equipment for it. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll plan that off the air.
For real. I thought about it the other day and I'm like, man, I could at least participate a little bit.
Yeah. Or even if we just do a shorter trip just for fun at some other point in our life.
Well, how about this? How about you do Helen to Whitesburg like I'm doing?
That's what I'm saying. We can just like
just
do that as a short trip.
And then, one day you can do Whitesburg to...
No, you got to do it all in one go. You can't split it up like
no,
that.
No. You just do it this time and then one day you just do it all.
Okay, cool. All right. Thanks for listening, guys, for that we're back. We're back for now.
Maybe.
Until we're not. We're back for now until we're not. Thanks for listening to the Wonder Two View podcast. We will...
We'd like to send a shout out to our sponsors, Manscaped. If you want your balls shaved, do it with Manscaped. That's what they made me read.
Yeah, can you get... I guess we could. I was like, could you get sued for, like, doing a fake advertisement? I guess you could, because if they don't want to support your show and you say outlandish stuff...
I don't know. I don't know what the legal ramifications of that.
You could talk about Manscaped, but if you lie and say
what
they're sponsoring
you... What if it's brought to you by?
Yeah.
Well, how is it brought to you by? What if I have a lawnmower 5.0 with its anti-nick technology?
They're not sponsoring us.
It's waterproof.
What if we just free sponsor somebody and then we just reach out to them and be like, hey, we've been doing this for free for the last 10 episodes. And guess what? We're going to stop if you don't actually sponsor us. Like blackmail them into a sponsorship. They're going to be like, we don't care.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of like stupid like sponsorships. It's like brought to you by.
Brought to you by Hubba Bubba.
Twinkies.
Oh, I love
We got cream inside.
I'd love to be sponsored by Twinkie.
Dude, I used to think Twinkies were the grossest thing in the world.
I love Twinkies.
And then I just stopped eating them for like 10 years.
I love them.
Why did they become good?
No, they've always been good. I love Twinkies.
Pisses me off.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye. We'll see you next time.